Jan, put me on the list.
Yeah, who is the other person who wants
Bill?
To speak? Bill. Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
Right. If we can get a report from Casey, that's great. I never did get to see the, I never saw the one from Les from the year before. I guess my suggestion is that we put all the LES reports from since we've started having questions and the NES reports on one of Pacifica websites where it's publicly available. I'd be interested in them, but the other concern is that there may be hesitancy on the report of an LES or an NES to list a problem that might point the finger back at that person, you know, whether it's a little problem or a big problem, and some of those problems might not be identified. So I think we need to use both their reports and also come up with their own list. And also, I think this kind of fits later in the agenda, by the way, on when we're talking about priorities for the year.
Okay.
Discuss it then, too.
All right. But I think we're having a good flow. So if there's no objection, I'd like to keep this conversation going for a while. Okay. So, Jan, you were next.
Oh, you know what? I can't remember what I was going
to say. Okay. Oh, we can come back.
Bob, could I just break in for a moment?
Yes.
We are still intending.
Oh, I know what I was going to say.
We're still intending
on,
to adjourn in 25 minutes.
That's correct.
Is that correct?
Yes. Okay, Jan.
What I was going to say is that I think that the report from Casey Peters is not going to be too revelatory for us. I mean, it's not going to be. I mean, he may have things to say, but I'm just that our concerns, as expressed in all of our previous meetings, have indicated that really what we need to do is to make our own report.
Right. Yeah. Just to be clear, I was not suggesting that gathering the reports from prior supervisors should be the full extent of our work by a long shot, and I was thinking that by generating that list of categories, that then that could create the basis to put out a call to the whole Pacifica community for people who have concerns under each category to send, you know, maybe we could set up an email address that people could send their comments and link it to each category, or if there's one that's missing, they could add their own category. And that way it would help us, you know, kind of gather all of the input from all the many, many parties who have something to say on this. And by the way, I just want to mention something that you all should have gotten an email from several candidates in WBAI where they catalog in great detail some extremely serious problems with the whole way the election process has gone at WBAI, both on behalf of the local election supervisor, the national election supervisor, and one particular group of candidates that violated a whole series of rules and were not really held accountable except in a very minor way. So I hope everyone will read that really carefully as a set of examples of some of the things that absolutely need to be fixed and that they're saying, you know, call into question the entire legitimacy of WBAI election.
So does that mean a grievance is being filed?
Yes. I mean, you know, this letter, I think, constitutes a grievance. That's how I would read it.
Bob, I don't think I've received that. Did you send it to the PNB list or to individuals or in this committee, or how is it sent?
Well, Serene actually forwarded it, I think, to all the members, but if there's anyone who didn't get it, I can forward it.
Well, let me just see if I've got something from Serene.
Serene,
what was the date on that?
Or, no, I guess that was Saturday. Hold on. Serene, are you still there?
I think I sent it on Friday, and I'm pretty sure I sent it to this committee.
It was Friday.
Yes, I've got it. I got it.
Okay.
Yep. I was looking for it from Bob.
Back
to what we were discussing. I like your
go ahead, George.
I like the suggestion about making an email address available, and I like the idea of putting the form together and making that putting that up there. I just heard from Carolyn, actually, who'd been on this before, that we do have on our committee space, I guess, on the on the Pacifica webpage, that those reports are actually already there, the past reports by Les Radke and so on, and that, in fact, there is a two-page report, two pages, by Casey Peters, which is apparently there also. So,
Can somebody email this to everybody, where it is, so we don't know?
I'll have a file section,
probably. Or it should be in the file section of the Yahoo listserv.
Well, George, if you wouldn't mind, if you could just...
It's not public.
I'll start digging now.
Can you send a link to that page out to everyone on the committee? So that
I'll see if I can find it. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Bill.
Okay. Yeah, Bill.
The problem with that is it's not public, and a lot of us are not Yahoo members and don't want to be Yahoo group members. And it seems like it would be more appropriate, unless there's something confidential in there, that it should be made public on the Pacifica website somewhere, one of the Pacifica websites, all of the election reports.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable. As far as I know, they're all public reports, so there's no confidentiality issue. It's merely a...
I think in 2003 there might have been one that was confidential, but the most comprehensive, I guess I would say, of all was Kenny Mostern's in 2004, and that used to be on the old Pacifica website. Now with the redesign, I don't know if and where, you know, it exists. A lot of the links were broken.
Well, would somebody be willing to volunteer to speak to Nicole about, asking if she could authorize the web people, the Pacifica web people, to arrange to get this material up, you know, in some reasonable time period?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Who is that?
This is George.
Okay, thanks. All right, so we're going to try to get that material up, with a check on the 2003 to make sure there's nothing confidential in there. And I would just encourage committee members to consider whether they might be willing on this one occasion to become a Yahoo group member, just because we do have a lot of things there that are valuable, that not all of which necessarily are suitable or appropriate to go up in a public listserv or a public website. And it's also the way we communicate with each other on this committee is through that listserv, so that we don't always have to just use the individual list of each other's addresses. But in any case, let's go back to the next steps with gathering the information. Do people agree with the idea of setting up a working group to come up with a list of categories of problems starting with the prior reports, which, you know, you can use the chapter headings of those to give you a beginning, but then we can build on that. So do people want to do it that way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Is there anyone who would want to be part of such a working group?
This is Leslie. I'll do that.
Okay. Who else?
I'll be part of it, although I have to say that, unfortunately, the next 3 weeks are beyond horrible for me to do much.
Okay. Well, who else can help with this?
Well, this is Bill. I guess I'm interested. I have a lot of time.
I'm very interested. I just, it's horrible.
This is to just assemble categories?
Right. At this stage, just a list of kind of the types of problems that could be covered. And then the next stage will be to try to fill out each of those categories with every complaint that's been logged or everything that we're aware of is some people consider a problem. Anyone else?
Yes, Wesley.
Wesley, okay. All right, well, any working group is always open to new people on the committee, so if someone is not sure tonight, they could volunteer later. So if Afia can include that list. Afia, did you get everyone's name, or do you want them to repeat their names, the volunteers?
I think I have everyone's name. Jan, Leslie, Bill, and Wesley.
Correct.
Yes.
That's whoever put that together, maybe you could just send us a notice of when you're going to get together so that if there are others who can join in, they can.
Yeah, let me ask which of you would volunteer to be the convener so there's no confusion, and then that person can poll the other members as to a good meeting date.
Oh, I said yes first. This is Leslie. I guess I can do that.
Thank you very much, Leslie. Okay, so she'll be contacting folks and, you know, set up the first meeting and go from there. And by the way, Leslie, you came on late, so just so I can reiterate, our next meeting as a full committee is Monday, April 28th. So obviously if you can have at least one, maybe even two meetings before then, that would be helpful.
Okay.
Great. And Ernesto Tico Chassin, if you could also add me to the list of people who wanted to volunteer for the first thing.
Oh, very good. Okay. All right. So anything else on next steps for dealing with these problems? Oh, yeah. Did people want me to contact Dan Siegel and check what the contract requires or whatever the agreement might be at this stage with Casey Peters and Caleb Kleppner as far as writing reports?
Sure. Yeah, go forward.
Okay. All right. I'll contact him. All right. Anything else before we move on?
Were we going to do KPFK?
Yes. That's the next item.
Okay.
Okay. So is there anyone on the call that knows? Actually, it's my understanding that there, from what Dan Siegel reported to the board last Friday, that there is not a current date or a team identified or a person identified for the KPFK recount. Does anyone have any more information than that?
This is Jan.
Yeah.
The last thing that I knew was that Casey was going to do it after he did WBAI.
Right.
So we're just all sitting around waiting for who knows what at this point. I guess Caleb after WBAI. But who would, I guess we could, what's the procedure? I mean, does Caleb even know that that KPFK is on the list of things to do?
I don't know.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's something we, if people want, when I'm speaking to Dan Siegel, I could ask him that question as well and report back to the committee.
I think that would be a good idea. And maybe you could just ask what has Caleb been charged with?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in addition to saying, can you make sure that he's going to do a report, but to say, you know, what and is there a time schedule and that kind of thing.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, Dan Siegel has said several times that he and Pacifica were committed to recounting the ballots. I don't know what that means, but we're waiting.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else to be said about KPFK's recount?
Bill?
Yeah, go ahead.
When you talk to Dan, just remind him that KPFK has an elections working group who could probably do a lot of it, but I think it would be appropriate to have Danny's named somebody to be in charge.
Right.
Maybe after the WBAI election's finished, he'll have a better feel for who can handle it.
And Caleb could appoint somebody else. I mean, being the National Election Supervisor doesn't necessarily mean, you know, that he's going to personally supervise everything. I mean, it doesn't mean not either, but I'm just saying that this doesn't have to be, you know, Siri Adam. It shouldn't be Siri Adam.
Okay.
Well, I would prefer Caleb. We've had bad experiences here with our local election supervisor.
Oh, I mean, our local election supervisor.
Disaster.
Let's not get into any personal.
Yeah, we're not. I'm not suggesting that any of the current things. I'm just saying we should be open to having Caleb appoint somebody else, and it could be the League of Women Voters or any of those things that were suggested by somebody else, or, you know, many things.
Okay.
All right. Well, let me, I will speak to him and see what his plans are to Dan and then, you know, report back to the committee. Okay. So can we move on then? We only have 15 minutes left in this meeting.
Yes.
All right. So the next item is committee priorities for the year. And we certainly have started that already, but we can, you know, the floor is open for other thoughts beyond the working group that we've just set up to identify categories of problems.
I'm sorry, would you repeat that?
What I said was that this item is committee priorities for this year, and we already just set one by establishing a working group to identify categories of problems. So that's one priority for the year. Clearly, we all agree that's an important task for the committee. So I'm asking, are there other tasks we want to identify?
I'm sorry, point of personal privilege?
Yes.
I got dropped. So who's on the working group?
Ifia, can you read back that list, please?
I'm sorry.
Bill, Wesley, and Tico.
Did you hear that, Serene?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't.
Dan, Leslie, Bill, Wesley, and Tico. Did you want to be added?
Sure, thank you.
Okay. So the floor is now open to other thoughts about priorities for the year.
It's Bill.
Yeah.
And Bonnie after Bill.
And then Bonnie.
And Serene.
And then Serene. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I'd just like to refer people, if you haven't already had a chance to read it, the email that I sent to you late this afternoon. The first part was a summary of the report on the March 12th meeting, and the second part were some recommendations for the Elections Committee, and most of those have to do with what could be priorities for the year or things that we need to do, more of a to-do list.
Okay. Were there any that you want to highlight for us now?
Well, some of them, for example, are developing written procedures, and some of these are considered some of these previous, some of these other motions that are coming up. Some people have suggested internet voting or a hybrid voting system, perhaps with paper ballots, but other information by internet. I'm not necessarily advocating that, but focus on preventing problems, real or perceived, and promote transparency in an order to reduce costs and from lawsuits and redoing elections and all that stuff, even if we have to spend a little bit of money in the short term to make that happen.
Okay. I'm sorry, I forgot who I called on next. Does someone recall?
I think it might be me.
Bonnie, yes, go ahead.
I would like to have some sort of category so that at some point we discuss staff lists and standardizing qualifications to be staff eligible to vote in LSB elections. There was a lot of kerfuffle about this during the KPFA election, for one.
Okay. Were you done?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And next is Serene.
Yeah. This is brief, but because we approved the bylaws amendment that changed the election timeline, it would be good if to sort of, first of all, make public the change, you know, make sure that people are aware of it. Because believe it or not, I think it's about a year away. So make recommendations with regard to when to bring, make recommendations about bring it to the attention of management, the new timeline and the timeline, particularly for bringing on a national elections supervisor, because the timely hire of a national election supervisor and then the qualified hiring or the hiring of qualified people for a local election supervisor, I think is key to, you know, making everything else work. That's it.
Okay. Other.
I have I don't know where this comes in, but I think that one of the issues, it seems to me, is that the general managers or the or program directors need to be more on board with the elections than they have been in terms of running carts, getting people to even, you know about the elections and to run in the first place, and then hustling to get the ballots back in prior to, you know, the minute before they're due. So somewhere in all of this work,
this needs to be an area that we need to kind of focus on, it seems to me. So where do people think that ought to go? I mean, I just don't want it to get lost in the shuffle.
Well, it seems to me that whole question of the staff and management involvement in the different pieces that they are required to participate is a problem area that can be added to the list of problems.
Okay.
You know, although I think there's also there's a real need to sit down and talk with the managers
and
some of the staff about how they see it from their vantage point, because the PNB, on a couple of occasions, we've had those dialogues, and there's some very real frustrations that they feel about how their jobs are extremely difficult to start with, and then you add an overlay of complicated elections, and it makes their work even more difficult. So I think there needs to be a really good open dialogue in both directions.
You know, and maybe, this is Jan again, part of what we do can be a dialogue between us and general managers, you know, whoever, you know, and then write something that will be that will enthuse people about the elections, you know, that takes
That's
into account.
That's a tall order.
Well, I know, I know, but I'm just saying that I think that's, I mean, the only way to get people on board is to have them feel like this is something that they, that, you know, that they, that is as much part of their job as, you know, putting out the news or putting out interesting programming and making this interesting in some way. So it's not just a total burden on them that is irrelevant to everything else they do.
Okay.
You know, because it's so part and parcel of what Pacifica is about. Anyway, we don't have to talk about that now, but I'm just saying. So we'll put this, but I think we should be sure to put under the category of problems this specifically enthusing the staff and management about the elections so that they promote them.
Okay.
I just want to sort of take issue with that. I think it's important that people understand what is required to them, but I don't think you can force someone to be enthusiastic until the nature of the boards change so that they're not adversarial towards the staff and management, which in many areas, unfortunately, they are. You can't really ask people to sign on with any degree of enthusiasm. And frankly, it would be nice if people were happy, but they don't have to be happy. They just have to comply with the things that need to be done. And until, like I said, until we have boards that that behave in a sufficiently mature manner towards staff and management, I think we continue to have staff and management that are largely alienated from the process. So I think maybe that's something the boards need to try to work on.
This is Jan, and I don't like to get involved with cross-discussion, but I just would like to say I have no thought that they have to get enthusiastic. I feel like it's our job to try to get them enthusiastic, not that we can require it in the least. Okay.
Go here for KPFA.
I'm sorry, who was that?
Tico?
Tico, yes, go ahead. And let me point out it's 10:27, so this meeting is supposed to end in about 3 minutes. So let's just have a last round of kind of closing remarks, and then we'll wrap it up. Go ahead, Tico.
I was just going to say, my understanding is that part of our job is to make sure that the timeline becomes sufficiently clear to the people who are in the management station so that they can sort of start to, you know, have a process that very standardized almost, I don't know what the word would be, and so maybe there is a role for us to communicate with those people at some early point in the process. Hey, we just wanted to give you guys a heads up that in 6 months we're going to be asking you to start, implement the election cards and things that are going to impact their work plans at those times of the year.
Right.
I guess we're still, maybe 18 months out because we don't have an election cycle coming up.
Well, actually, Tico, that's a very good point about a timeline. I think that because the amendment, the bylaws amendment that passed last year, speeds up the timeline, as Serene pointed out earlier, a lot of people, not just managers, but even some board members, P&B members, aren't aware of how fast this is going to come up on us. So maybe there's a couple people who could work on trying to just sort of put together some very, very simple timeline based on the bylaw amendment, and then maybe projecting backwards from that things that need to happen before the officially mandated things. In other words, an NES is hired in a certain month, which I can't remember when it is, of 2009. But before she or he is hired, there's probably other things that should start to get done with databases and what have you. So does that sound like a worthwhile project, or is that premature to start working on a very rough timeline?
I think it's a good idea.
So do I.
Okay, well, I'd be willing to work on that with at least one other person. Anyone else want to volunteer for that?
Sure, I'll work on that with you.
Bonnie, okay. Anyone else? All right, well, the two of us, I guess, will get started, and then we'll report back next month as to where we're at. Okay, so last round of comments before we end the meeting. Anyone, particularly anyone who hasn't spoken yet? Okay, now people who have spoken.
Bill,
go ahead.
Thank you, everybody, for all their ideas, and I do encourage you to read what I sent. Some of the other things that we do need to do, though, are things like cleaning up the database, not just staff members, but there were several problems with that, and I think they're doable. And we need to get started on some of the stuff real soon so that we've got all this stuff taken care of before we even get started on the next election cycle.
Hmm. What is the subject line that the email is that you sent to us, or how is it recognized?
P&B Election COMM Working Group Report, Suggestion.
Okay.
Okay, anyone else?
Is anyone in the technology committee looking into the possibility of doing these things online, and that is the election online, with somehow making it secure? And if not, I think we should sort of ask them to do so. Some people, I think, need to be designated to be thinking about whether that's a real possibility.
Wouldn't that maybe fall on us to at least get that started?
Yeah, I don't think it's a good idea to be piling work on another committee. And I really think this is integrally related to the election process. It's not primarily a technological. I mean, there's a big part of it that's, you know, what are the practicalities and the difficulties, but it's largely a policy decision about, you know, do we really want to open that door to all those problems? And I'm not trying to. Prejudice is one way or the other. I'm just saying I think it's something we should keep within this committee.
Well, I was wondering whether we have the expertise
clearly we'd have to get the expertise, and that might be from some individuals who happen to sit on the technology committee. It might be some of Pacifica staff. It might be people from outside organizations.
Okay.
But I think that's a whole project we should take on at some point. I just wanted to mention, as far as the bylaw amendment, that I will take responsibility to get a complete copy of the amendment to George, and then George, you could mention to Nicole that that's another thing we'd like, the person responsible for the website to make sure that that gets up there.
Does that amendment have to go through the P&B first, or can we just do that?
No, it's been passed. It's just a mechanical problem of just putting it on the site. You don't need approval to put an amendment that's in force up on our website.
What bylaw amendment are we talking about? I don't know what it is.
It passed last year. It changes the timetable of election.
Well, that one, yes, certainly.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Instead of starting, you know, in July, I think it starts in May and goes.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
So I'll get that to you.
Okay, good.
Take it, if you could take it from there, I'd appreciate it.
Good.
Okay, any last comments before we...
were we looking for the election reports from the various years?
We have them all in the file section of our Yahoo Groups site.
Oh, okay, because you can also just pull down Kenny Mostern's. If you just Google Pacifica election reports, it's the first thing that comes up.
Oh, good. Okay. All right, so, George, before you contact Nicole, why don't you check what is already up on the site so that we're not making extra work for anyone.
Okay. And so where was that again that I should look? In
Pacifica.org/documents.
Okay.
Then it's kind of complicated. Try going to Pacifica.org/elections.
Okay.
And start there, or Pacifica.org/documents.
Okay, I'll find it if it's there. And you're pretty sure it is there.
Well, I just Googled it and I just pulled it down.
Oh, okay.
It's just a PDF.
Okay.
Of 244 pages. It's a mirror. A little PDF. Don't worry about it. No problem.
Okay,
any last comments?
No, this was a good meeting.
Thanks.
Yes, indeed.
It was a good meeting. Thank you, everyone, for your participation. So we'll be back with you on April 28th.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, good night, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night,
everybody.